here today with Manitoba country artist Jade Turner. She'll be in Alberta this coming week with shows in Calgary and Edmonton, and she had some big news next week. So Jade, let's start with the shows. Why don't you let us know where you're playing, what time, and how people can come out and see you?
Thursday, I'm going to be in Calgary. I'm so excited. I absolutely love Calgary, so I'm really looking forward to this one. But I'll be playing a half-hour set at the Prairie Emporium, along with my pal Adam Johnson, who's from Saskatchewan, I believe. So yeah, two out-of-towners coming in, and $15 at the door or on show pass, and show starts at 7. And then we're heading on over to Edmonton for your guys' Alberta Country Music Weekend. That's going to be great, but we're going to kick things off on Friday night with the Blue Jay Sessions there, so I'm really looking forward to that. I'm co-hosting with Clay Bolin.
Oh, right on. So you're going to be here for the whole Country Music Alberta Weekend.
I honestly love that family. You guys are so lucky to have such a big, strong community of country music association.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of great artists right out of Calgary and Edmonton and all the surrounding areas. So yeah, you're definitely right. We are lucky to have all that great talent here. You had some exciting news in, I think it was last week, you were named as one of the semi-finalists for SiriusXM's Top of the Country. Can you give us a little bit of background about that competition and what's going to happen for you during the competition itself?
Oh my goodness, I'm so excited. I found out way before they released the information, but I was in Churchill. I happened to be opening up for Tom Cochrane that night, which was like crazy. Like my life, I was just literally like, what the heck is my life? I was like, I get to be on Top of the Country and I get the news while sitting next to Tom Cochrane. Like, what in this world? I knew and I couldn't tell anybody. I didn't even tell my family, to be honest. Like, I literally kept it sealed.
Yeah.
And the whole time I was in Churchill, I was like writing and trying to figure out what song I was going to do for it and kind of stressing out a little bit. But I wrote a few that weekend and picked one and then I was okay. So I've just been enjoying it now. So right after actually your guys' country music night or the award night, and on Sunday, I think it's Sunday night, right? Your award show?
Yes, yeah. It is. Yeah.
So Monday, I'm heading to Vancouver to record for Top of the Country. So that'll be super exciting. Then from there, I believe they released it sometime in April, maybe. I'm not even sure. They didn't give us those details yet of when they're going to release that song and like the video and everything that comes along with it. But then from there, it goes to voting and then it goes to top three. And then top three gets to go to CMAs in Nashville and Lasso Montreal and CCMAs back in Edmonton again. So it's going to be a wild ride, that's for sure. And I'm really looking forward to it. I'm so excited. And you know what's really funny? I was like kind of hoping that I didn't have anybody else on there that I loved. And then they announced the winners. I was like, oh no. Or the top of the finalists, the semifinalists. And it was Mariah and Robert Adam, which is your guys' crew there. And
yeah,
I love them. So I was like, oh no. You know, it's exciting to go through this with other people that you like and get along with, and you know, we could all kind of root for each other that way and help each other through this and all the emotions that come with it.
One thing that I noticed in looking at all the semifinalists, now traditionally country music has been dominated by males, but this Top of the Country competition, there's 5 women and only 3 men in the competition. Is that significant,
yeah,
you think?
I think so. I think that's amazing. And I do wish that there was more POC people, but you know, we're getting there. I'm there. So that's really exciting. I'm very, very proud of that. Represent, you know, the Indigenous community as well. But you know, Sasha won a few years ago. So we're seeing change and I'm really happy about that. Not only that, but like the women are so talented. Like
they
should be getting recognized. And all the people that are in this competition are all so, so incredibly talented. I was checking them out and the women are kicking butt, honestly.
Well, it should come down to good music and you're all putting out great music. So best of luck in that competition for sure. Now, if our listeners want to find out more about Jade Turner, what's the best way to get in touch with your socials and that kind of thing?
I think I'm mostly on Instagram and TikTok. My Instagram is jade.turner.music. And yeah, you could just find me online. Just Google me. I pop up pretty quickly these days, I feel like. So I'd love to hear from you guys and check out my music.